And the beat goes on, yeah. Only the lonely will play. Hot Jods LA, flying solo at an earlier time. It's tough to find good help these days. Both of my boys bailed last minute. But that's all right. I got a bunch of shit today I got to do. I'm going to rip through this thing in about 25, 30 minutes because I got to go home and watch the Pats Chargers. And I couldn't miss 2 weeks in a row, especially with the college football season ending up and the college football selection committee getting bailed out, even though they fucked it up. This is the year they weren't supposed to fuck it up, but I guess they didn't mess it up. They got the four teams that I've been calling for the last 2 months that were going to be in it. Not that that's going to get me anything. Got Alabama, Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl in the battle of the most obnoxious fan bases in the country. Oh, man, I wouldn't want to be down in New Orleans for that. Ohio State has the worst fans ever. All those people walk around with their Buckeyes and rig and slam them at people. And then Alabama, any SEC fans, Alabama. It's going to be the worst fan base game of all time. They're playing 1-4, Florida State, Oregon. I guess they got the four teams. Of course, I don't know why they decided to drop TCU from 3 all the way out, even though they had a 50-point win this week. They shouldn't be doing it every week is the problem. They keep announcing every week, like, oh, no, my bad. Should do it once at the beginning, once in the middle, and then the last one. Then you make it look like they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're going to take a team from 3 all the way down to 5, even though they won their game by 50 points, even though they shouldn't have even been there in the first place because Baylor beat them head-to-head. It's amazing the Big 12 doesn't have a championship game. And I just found this out. The only reason they don't have a championship game is because there's only 10 teams in the Big 12. Go figure. 10 teams in the Big 12 and 14 teams in the Big 10. I'm not a math major, but you can figure out they got to do something there. They got Baylor. I don't know. I think Baylor kind of got screwed. They just should be the fourth team. But Ohio State went out and they did it. They blew Wisconsin out of the water by 50 points. So I suppose they should be in there. Got to hand it to old Urban. God knows what he's doing. And Florida State, this year, though, this is the 1 year they would have had a real big dilemma in the hand. Because generally, I think they do get the two best teams. And it seems to me the two best teams at right now, Alabama and Oregon. But how can you leave Florida State out? They haven't lost a game in 29 games. Undefeated season. Who would have been the team out? I feel like they would have been Oregon, and that's a shame because I feel Oregon's the best team in the country right now. And I guess of the four teams left, Oregon's probably the least hateable. Even though I can't stand the uniform change every other... I swear they change uniforms in the middle of games. But Mariota's going to win. This is this year. If he doesn't win the Heisman Trophy in a unanimous sweep, then I lost faith in everything. This guy is by far and away the best quarterback in the country. It'll be interesting to see what happens, what team ends up going with him. I mean, the teams are looking to get the number one pick. You got Oakland, who everyone seems to be high on Derek Carr for some reason. You got the Redskins, who are a mess. The Jets, Rexy on his way out, going to go to the booth, going to go to the studio and make $3 million a year for do nothing, show his big teeth and just be a little bit controversial. Jacksonville's already sunk on Bortles. Tampa Bay, I don't know, it'll be interesting, but that's a whole different topic. Enough with the draft stuff already. But Mariota's by far and away the best player, and he's likable. So I guess I'm going to be pulling for Oregon as we come down to this. Rest of the bowl lineup. I don't know. It just seems the quality of football is going downhill in general. None of these bowls really excite me in any way other than the Pinstripe Bowl, which is Penn State and BC, the only two teams I really have rooting interest in. I think BC rolls them in New York. USC, Nebraska. Nebraska with the new head coach, Bo Pelini, out, replacing him with the invulnerable Mike Riley. Jesus, talk about a guy failing up. Mike Riley's on his way out at Oregon State and ends up in Nebraska. I think it's a terrible hire for Nebraska. Going to be stuck in mediocrity for the next 10 years. Pelini won, although he didn't do anything great. I mean, he was consistently 9-3. Shit, what else do you want? Mike Riley's Oregon State team was terrible. I watched him play 3 times this year, and it was painful. It was like watching old people screw Mike Riley. Mike Riley turned down USC twice to be the head coach. Ends up in Nebraska. Other bowl games are fairly interesting. Baylor, Michigan State, and the Cotton Bowl should be a good one. UCLA and the Alamo Bowl versus Kansas State. And Mississippi State, Georgia Tech. I thought Georgia Tech was going to take Florida State, but God damn it, Winston always finds a way. Speaking of Jameis Winston, finally broke his silence about his alleged rape.
basically came out and said, yeah, I had sex with that girl and she liked it. Man, I don't know why they keep trying this guy. They say, oh, no, we don't find anything. And then it seems like every other week that he's going through some other thing he has to defend himself against. But if they found out that this girl was not raped, any repercussions to this girl? You know, not only victim blaming is not cool, but I mean, shit, how many different ways are they going to prove this guy's innocent? It's almost, I've come full circle. I think I just like pulling for the bad guys. I almost want Jameis Winston to win now. So if Jameis Winston goes ahead and runs the table in this, which he won't, he's got to go down as the greatest college football player of all time. Guy never lost. Hasn't lost yet, but he's due. There's no way they beat Oregon. Love to see the spread on that. It's got to be double digits. It's got to be, I don't know, 13 points. No way. If they find a way, I tell you, you got to get hats off to Jameis. It's like Johnny Manziel. I just like the guys that people like to hate. I'm always coming around on RG3 now. I feel like everybody's just piling on RG3. I mean, TMZ has something to say about RG3. TMZ's quoting teammates saying, teammates of RG3 saying he's going to be out of the league in the next 2 years. Redskins are a mess. Jay Gruden's a mess. They're saying that Snyder's going to take Jay Gruden, fire Jay Gruden, take RG3 over Jay Gruden. Oh, boy. I don't know how RG3 could just go from being unstoppable his rookie year to nothing. You can't tell me that the read option doesn't work. You still see it work. Shit, I saw Andy Dalton, his freaking goofy redhead rigging, running 30 yards untouched on it. It's a tough play to stop. Always be a tough play to stop. That's why I don't know why Kaepernick seems to be the whipping boy in the NFL now, too. Saw something. 5 out of 5 former NFL executives would take Derek Carr over Colin Kaepernick now. It's amazing. And last I saw right now, as we speak, Oakland's beating San Fran. Oakland, San Fran in the Harbaugh Bowl. Because it seems to be everybody's saying now Harbaugh's on his way out. He's going to go to Oakland. They're going to trade him to Oakland. It seems like a done deal. Michigan firing Brady Hoke. Michigan supposedly went after Harbaugh and he turned him down. I don't blame him. Once you get to the pros, why would you want to go back to college? The recruiting thing is just too much. Recruiting 24/7. The job is never over. At least I think you get a little bit of an offseason in the pros, and he's got all type of executives to and scouts to, you know, scour for talent. And you draft a guy. It's not like you have to go in and suck the guy's dick and, you know, pretend like you like him and pretend like you like his family, which you have to do in recruiting. You draft them, you draft them. They don't have to like you. You got them. Stuck with them. I don't know. Harbaugh's got to have something in the back of his head right now. Something's got to be going on. That San Fran team seems to be a mess. They're the most talented team in the NFL, I think, man for man. And they've lose today. They're out. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Even got the GM's daughter tweeting out that they want to get rid of Greg Roman. And I think Greg Roman does a decent job, especially in the run game. They're the most creative run team in the league. His daughter tweeting out that they don't want Greg Roman anymore. Take a hike. But ultimately, that's going to fall down on the head coach. Or Kaepernick. I don't know. Before I get too far into it, I got to, on a local level, I got to give big congrats to Pomona High. Pomona High winning the CIF championship over Paraclete. This story, I think it should be a national story. The night before their first playoff game, their head coach was fired for having an inappropriate relationship with a student. They go out and they win the whole thing. Good for them. Good for the Dirty Red Devils of Pomona High. Proving that you really don't need a head coach as long as you have talent. I don't know how many teams ever won anything with an interim head coach running the show. I am so sick of this Dr. Pepper friggin' throwing a thing in the Dr. Pepper can for $100,000. Should outlaw that chest pass. You got the most unathletic people in there throwing chest pass, throwing it in for $100,000. And everyone's gone to their technique now. It seems like you should be penalized for doing that. Sick of seeing that. Almost as much as I'm sick of seeing this Johnny Manziel, Brian Hoyer thing. I got stuck watching that game, too. It was the national game, which I didn't get. I didn't understand how Fox had two AFC teams playing each other. I thought Fox was exclusively NFC. I don't know where I missed out on that. Although those are two of the three teams that moved from the old NFL to the AFC. We got, what, the Browns, the Steelers. Who else was it? The Browns. The Steelers and one more team was it left? And the Colts. They volunteered to leave the NFC as they were formed during the merger into the NFL. I digress, but Hoyer looked bad. But they had to make that decision. They had to keep Hoyer going. Otherwise, it just sends a wrong message to the team. Might as well roll it out, let it go the whole year, come back next year. Hoyer's going to be a free agent. For some reason, Hoyer thinks he's going to sign a big contract next year. So who's going to take a shot on Hoyer to not be the backup? They're going to make him the starter? Although I like Hoyer. Just, you know, he's no Manziel. He's not a difference maker. Seems like Cleveland, every time they didn't score, they were booing the guy. Got a feel for him. He's a local guy, too. He's from right down the street. As much as you can feel for anyone who, you know, makes millions of dollars a year and probably has a smoking hot wife. But they're out anyways. Seems like a bunch of pretenders. Speaking of pretenders, Chicago. Jay Cutler going to have buyer's remorse giving him that huge contract. How about St. Louis with the solid... Jeff Fisher with a solid troll today. I wonder if he'll be fine. I don't think you can find him. But he sent out the six players that they got, that they drafted from that RG3 trade when they traded the rights to the number two pick to Washington, got all those picks. The six guys that they drafted, he sent them out there for the coin toss. Just solid troll. I think it's a little bit disrespectful, but hell, went out and shut him out 24-0. St. Louis, if St. Louis can ever sit on a quarterback, and it's not Sam Bradford, it's not Sean Hill, then they'll be a dangerous team. Moving on in the pro game. Carolina, New Orleans, what is it, Jekyll and Hyde? Good for Sean Payton. I want Sean Payton and Rex's brother, Rob Ryan, out. Or I just want to see them fight on the sideline. What about dysfunctional relationships? It's like Drew Brees all of a sudden has just become very pedestrian, very average. All of a sudden, New Orleans is just a team you can't figure out. Team that look like they're going to win, they get something going. All of a sudden, they get blown out by Carolina at home. That's absurd. They try to start a fight with Cam Newton during the game, which I don't blame him for, but Cam Newton's another guy. I mean, how long is Carolina going to have patience with this guy? It's as long as Washington has patience with RG3, which seems like they're all in on him. Redskins and their dysfunctionality. London Fletcher, former Redskin, great, I should say. Just bashing Jim Haslett, calling him clueless, calling him a clueless backstabber who has no business coaching in the league. I don't know why he came out with that all of a sudden. I guess it's always a fun sound bit. Of course, you got a guy like London Fletcher, who's a well-respected veteran. He's coming out and bashing the guy. Michael Sam winning GQ's Man of the Year, claiming the only reason he's not in the NFL right now has nothing to do with talent. TMZ, again, piling on in the NFL. Michael Sam saying the only reason not in the league is because he's gay. Well, he should have thought about that before he came out. You know, I don't think anybody's going to give him a shot at this point. Then he does his hands up thing with Dave Chappelle. I think the hands up thing's a little much. You know, the Ferguson thing, I don't want to get into that too much. But I think the one in New York is worse. I mean, the guy was on video choking out that poor bastard, killed him with his bare hands, and that cop had a history of racist. I don't know, he was investigated for a few different racial things. But then nothing. Grand jury doesn't even want to prosecute the guy for murder. He choked the guy out on video. At least for Ferguson, you know, there's some kind of doubt there was no video. And there was video of the kid robbing someone. But regardless, I don't know how you can get rid of renegade cops. I think that's just part of the nature of the beast. They're saying this is it. This is the year. They're saying in the next few months, everyone is going to bring two teams to L.A., which I don't know if I want. If they bring two teams in, I'm not going to pull for either one of them. Yeah, one team in, I'll pull for them. If they bring two teams in, forget it. Of course, I wouldn't mind seeing the Rams come. They're scouting out a location out in Carson. Seems like they have. This is the most misreported story in the history of the NFL. Seems like they talk about this all the time, but now this is it. They're saying this is the time. Two teams coming, say within the next few months. Speaking of poor judgment, I don't know what kind of segue that is. Donnell Dockett, what is with that fool? Guy tweets out a picture of the president's daughter, Malia. Picture of her ass, tweets it out, and is like, oh my God, 16 years old, isn't that a crime? I don't think you could just put that stuff on the internet and make a sexual innuendo about the president's underage daughter and nothing happens to the guy. I don't understand what these people with social media. You think they would just, somebody would just have a filter on, you know, you have to run it through the team. like a team representative has to see all the tweets before they put it out. Because then they try to erase them. You can't erase them. Once it goes out there, it immediately gets screenshotted and look like a bigger idiot than you already are. Speaking of idiot and idiocracy in the league, I want to see a flag thrown for every time somebody throws the fake flag throw. I'm so sick of seeing people on the sideline for every pass interference call. First of all, there's way too many pass interference calls every week. As we know, we should boycott this. But every time a defender makes a play, you got some clown making the fake flag sign. Should eliminate that. Like, you should eliminate when someone jumps offside and then an old lineman 2 seconds later, oh, I jump offside too, and starts pointing at the guy. Both those should be penalties. Need to get rid of that. You get rid of all that, I don't know, extracurricular stuff. Ryan Leaf released from Montana prison after 2.5 years. God, he looks awful. I don't know where Ryan Leaf goes from here. I think he probably becomes a drug counselor like anybody else who gets out of prison and drug. What else is he going to do? Maybe make a 30 for 30 and be like Chris Herron, and all of a sudden now he knows he can tell everybody else how to live their life. Oh, bouncing around. SMU beating UConn for the first win all year. What happened to UConn? They were a decent team for a minute. You know, the last time when SMU had a death penalty, the team they beat, first game back, first win they had in 1989 was against UConn as well. Of course, when UConn was 1AA, the team just falling apart. I don't think Randy Edsall did that good of a job. But shoot, yeah, they were not too long ago. They seemed like they were in the Orange Bowl. Fall from grace, Michigan. Michigan now is looking at Greg Schiano to be their next head coach. Oh, my Lord. How many people can bash Greg Schiano? How many people could speak badly of Greg Schiano? People still want to hire him. I think it's just because he's buddies with Belichick. Florida hiring a new coach, Jim McElwain. Or McElwain, McElwain, I don't know how you even pronounce it. I think it's a good hire, though. It's a guy who's actually fought his way up through the chainsaw bracket. You know, he was an offensive coordinator at Bama, O-line at Montana State, Michigan State, receivers, special teams, Louisville special teams, coaching the pros, sort of, with the Raiders for a minute. Took Colorado State to 10-2. It's a school I always thought you should win at. Florida needs to win, but I think they got that right. I like it when they take guys who worked their way up. You know, that's why you got to respect guys like Chip Kelly, Brian Kelly, even Mike Pettine, you know, guys who came through the chainsaw bracket. You know, guys who weren't just handed to him. Oh, you know, like a Schottenheimer, someone who was related to someone. Buffalo went out and did it. University of Buffalo, good for them. They hired the former head coach at Wisconsin, Whitewater. Guy won 5 national championships, for Christ's sake. How much more can you? 5 national titles in 4 15-0 seasons. Lance Leopold, and a great name, by the way. Nice alliteration, Lance Leopold. Now the head coach at Buffalo, 106-6. Finally, somebody gives a guy a shot. You win. I don't care what level it is. You know, shit, it's harder to recruit Division III because those kids have to pay money for the most part. Florida supposedly contacted Chip Kelly. Got to give it a Chipper, though. He says, I don't know if my pro-style offense can work in college. Zing. because, you know, everybody was saying, oh, that college offense won't work. Like, these guys, you know, they adapt. That's what makes a good coach, somebody who can adapt to what they have. Like, and it's going, you know, like he's running dive option. Although I love dive option. Georgia Tech finding a way. Georgia Tech ended up at 10. The only team in the country. Everybody else runs the same exact stuff. Spread option, inside zone. Georgia Tech runs dive option. Look, 10th in the country. They just re-signed Paul Johnson for another 4 years. I like Paul Johnson. Anyone who calls plays without anything in their hands, just calling it from the top of their head, it's all right by me because he's only doing a few different things. But that stuff works. It's like the movie, Remember the Titans, Denzel Washington, you know, veer option. It's like Novocaine, give it time, it'll wear on you. Frank Beamer, speaking of wearing on you, Frank Beamer going through throat surgery. 68 years old. Guy's been there for 22 years. Beamer ball. And they beat Ohio State this year. They were supposed to be a good team. They just fell off. You read these articles, though, on ESPN and people making comments on the comment board. I'm addicted to looking at the comments. I don't know why. But we got one guy says, comments, get better, dude. Why would you take the time to write that? I was going to sit on the computer and write, get better, dude. Like Frank Beamer is scrolling through the comments on an ESPN thing while the guy's having surgery. It's even worse than that. 20 people liked it. I mean, it's one thing if you sit there and you write it out, which I think is pretty lame. And it's even more lame if you like it. Yeah. Get better, Frank Beamer. Make your team better, Frank Beamer, while you're at it. The team perennially underachieves. There's a time it seemed like Virginia Tech was in it every year in the top 10, just falling apart. It's time for Frank Beamer to move on. I had all types of trivia questions I was going to ask today, but my partners didn't show up. So what good is trivia questions asking yourself? I'll ask it anyways. Only two wide receivers in the history of the NCAA to win Heisman Trophy. Tim Brown and Dwight Howard. Desmond Howard. And Dwight Howard could probably win the Heisman. Dwight Howard can't even stay healthy. Staying healthy. Healthy scratch. Adrian Peterson suspended still until April. But they lift the Ray Rice ban. Ray Rice videotape of him knocking his girl out. Pretty much saying the grand jury, well, not grand jury, the mediator, whoever it was, dropped the suspension of Ray Rice. Ray Rice is eligible to sign on any team. Nobody touch him until next year. Guarantee you somebody brings him in, tries him out next year. Adrian Peterson, they're saying his suspension might carry on till next year. There's no video of that. You know, I don't know, buddy. You got to almost feel for Adrian Peterson if you could feel for a guy who's making $12 million a year doing nothing. Someone will get Adrian Peterson and look out when he gets back in. What else we got going on in pro football? We only got about 5 minutes left and I'm going to bolt. I can't stand what... Now that I don't have cable or remote control, I'm a glutton. I had to watch all these commercials. I cannot stand that Vikings family commercial. Oh, we were a Vikings family until my daughter met Emmett Smith and took a picture with them. Now they're Cowboys fans. And then my son met an Eagles fan. Now he's an Eagles fan. The fuck? I'd be pissed at my sister if she became a Jets fan because she's met Rex Ryan somewhere. Saw Rex Ryan. Oh, I like the Jets now. Absurd. They pushed that commercial down your throat in the NFL and the infinite wisdom. They play 60 programs. NFL got another lawsuit that seems to be under the radar. 1,300 former players have a class action lawsuit against the NFL because of prescribing too many drugs. Former linebacker Scott Fajita said he would get a soda can of pills filled with Perks, OxyContin, and he would take Toradol once a week. Which is to say, you're not even supposed to take it twice a month because it has some kind of long-term degenerate against the, I don't know, wears your joints out or something, but they would give that guy once a week for 9 years. It's ridiculous what these guys go through. And they just pound their bodies. Speaking of which, not really funny, not at all, but they found that Ohio State defensive lineman Costa Karagiorgis shot himself. Poor bastard. But he played 1 year, and they're blaming it on concussions, which, you know, very well might be the case. And if they do find out, they're going to do an autopsy on this guy's brain. I don't know. I just don't know how long NFL, I don't know how long the sport of football can survive it. All these guys, coming to with CTE. I mean, of course, he got it in wrestling. The guy was a longtime wrestler at Ohio State. I don't know. The concussion thing, it's almost, I don't know even what to say about it anymore. Seems like you can't do any. I mean, I think any sport you can get a concussion. I think it's almost going to have a negative psychosomatic effect. Anybody who has a concussion is going to think they're crazy now. Can't have that. Poor bastard, though. Just terrible. Oh, what else do we got that's terrible? Besides pass interference and wide receivers who won't look. That's another pet peeve of mine. How many times do they show that back view, quarterbacks going back to pass, and they're getting sacked, and the wide receivers aren't even looking for the ball? Amazing. They should be looking at the ball almost immediately. You can't hit them anyway. It's not like they're going to run out there and someone's going to take the head off. They can't hit them and the defense can't put any hands on them. Guys got to look for the ball immediately. I'm a little nervous about this Patriots game, especially with the curse of Justin Bieber. Gronkowski, we went to the Clipper game, had to take a picture with Bieber. Of course, the last 14, you know, four times Bieber's been taken with pictures with pro athletes. For a Knicks game, Knicks got blown out. Ben Roethlisberger. Steelers end up losing to the Jets. Pictures of the Cavs. Cavs lose to the Knicks. I don't know. This is the type of game I could just see the Patriots with their lack of pass rush. Seeing Phillip Rivers just having one of those monster games. Even though I'm not a big believer in Phillip Rivers, the bastard does find a way to win games, unfortunately. Senate hearing. The take of time. We're still, with all the problems going on in the world, the United States Senate still has to have a hearing to see how the four major sports are going to prevent domestic violence. How are they going to do? How are these teams going to prevent domestic violence? They got crazy athletes. How are they going to prevent it? Other than just fine the guys. They're going to spend all this time in the U.S. Senate with all the problems going on in the world. U.S. Senate's going to take time to talk about this and look at this stuff. Like Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley signed 80 items for $400. That guy's been ostracized, and then all of a sudden he comes back and blows his knee out. They make this stuff such a big deal. I mean, I think it's, like I've said before, these players should be able to sign autographs all they want, put it in some kind of trust fund, and then when they get out of college, give them the money. Look at Terrell Pryor. Who wants Terrell Pryor's autograph now? Got to sell when it's got to strike while the iron's hot. So money, while you still can. These guys, you know, how about Clowney? Injured reserve, out for the year. Oh, he's got bust written all over him. Look, that guy's still such a freak athlete. But there's too many red flags on the guy. And all of a sudden, now he's out for the year. Really didn't do a damn thing all year. A couple more things, and I'm out because I want to get a jump out of the traffic because I guess there's another hands-up protest going on, and I'm trouble getting out of the parking lot so I can get home for this Patriots game. I can't believe this, how much emphasis they put on game control in these teams. Game control, that's the most laughable thing as a coach. It's a four-quarter game. It's the score of the game is what wins. They're actually considering game control. Condoleezza Rice is considering game control as part of, you know, and what, TCU didn't control their game. They were 3. They won by 50-something points. And then they didn't control their game. They didn't do it. They wouldn't win by 80 points. Speaking of winning, Jaguars, 41 straight games as an underdog. Two more, and they break the record from the 07-09 Rams. Years in a row of being an underdog. And I think they've kind of gone all in. Too bad Manziel didn't end up there. Manziel ended up really in the worst situation. A guy that was just a solid backup in Hoya, a hometown boy. She went to Jacksonville and made that team at least relevant so somebody would actually care about Jacksonville. Jacksonville moved to London. How many times can they show? I feel bad for you. The guy, I know I already talked about that. They show Hoy every time he throws an incomplete pass. They show Manziel on the sideline sitting there. The cameras. Of course, they caught Travis Kelce making a jerk-off sign, which I think was hilarious. They fined him $11,000 for making a jerk-off sign in the sanctity of the NFL. I finally found out where that money goes. It goes to an NFL player care fund, supposedly. I don't know how much that really goes in. Probably goes into Goodell's pocket, and it's $30 million a year. Daron Carter, son of Chris Carter. I didn't even know this kid was around. Supposedly he's the hot thing out of Montreal. But he bounced around because, as Chris Carter said, he just hated going to class. And more guys like that. Supposedly he's a stud, 6'5", receiver, playing for Montreal. Now he's got all types of teams interested in him. Yet again, another reason why the NFL should have some kind of minor league system so guys like this can, you know, get a look. They're going to go to Canada to do something. What else we got? A couple more things and I'm all out. I don't know why all defensive coordinators just don't run double-A gap blitzes every single play, by the way. It's the only way you can get pressure because teams can't pick it up. They get pressure up the middle all the time. Anytime it seems like they send two guys up the middle, they get pressure. And that's why, you know, reasons why guys like Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson are really the quarterbacks, I wouldn't say the future, but I would take a guy like that over any of these statue quarterbacks. Although I think the statue quarterback's going the way of the dodo. Yeah, everybody, you see any quarterback now in NCAA who's any good, they all can run. All can run a little bit. No more of the statue quarterback, because it seems to come from the middle. That's what they get to Brady all the time. That's what makes me nervous when I'm watching Tom play. He puts him up the middle. He's screwed. He can't get outside. Watch Andrew Luck today. Did not look impressive. But take Andrew Luck over almost any other quarterback in the league right now, other than Aaron Rodgers. There's another guy who can just get out, make something happen. Digress real quick. CM Punk, former WWE champion, just signed with the UFC. What the hell is that guy thinking? He's going to get executed. 36-year-old men just don't all of a sudden decide to become UFC fighters. He's going to get killed, although I'll watch it now. Never been a big fan, but I'll watch it just to see CM Punk get killed. You don't bash Vince McMahon too much. You can't bash Vince McMahon and get away with it. All right, 22 minutes left. Forget it. I'm going to get out of here before I get stuck in this traffic. I'll be back next week with a full bowl preview, I guess, and more rambling about NFL and whatever else I can think of. All right, that's it. I'll see you next week.
Don't be part of more of them guns.